Wanderlover podcast was created with the mission to enable travel and freedom through entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Danielle Hu, business mentor, content creator, and founder of The Wanderlover. Tune in every week for episodes about travel, online business, social media, and mindset that will inspire you to take massive action towards living the life of your dreams. Hi guys, and welcome back to the Wanderlover podcast. I am so excited because I think by the time that this episode launches, I will be in Puerto Escondido in Oaxaca, Mexico. So how I usually have been doing these episodes are recording them the week before, and then I send it over to my boyfriend slash editor, and he edits them for me, and I upload them to be published around like Sunday or Monday morning, the latest, so everyone can listen to it on Mondays. And this workflow is working really well, but right now I am still in New York. But by the time this is on Apple, on Spotify, I will be in Mexico. So I am so excited. So on today's episode, we are going to talk all about how to get clients and customers for your business. And I feel like people who come from corporate, I experienced this when I was just starting my entrepreneurship journey, were not used to selling, right? Because you're always relying on a salary. So the concept of finding your own clients and customers, or even designing your own product or service, it's all so new and there is an art to it. So on today's episode, I really just want to demystify everything that goes around selling, break down limiting beliefs when it comes to selling, and basically just how do you make income sustainably for your business and how do you scale? I'm going to start with a story that I shared recently on my Instagram. If you don't follow me, I am The Wanderlover on Instagram. Please DM me and say hi. But I shared a few weeks ago that back in college, I went to Cornell University. I was a teacher assistant for an entrepreneurship speaker series class. And back then, I remember all of these really successful entrepreneurs, they would come in, tell their story, be making so much money, be donating buildings to our school, right? They were on another level. And I just remember everything entrepreneurship related in college just seemed so out of reach for me. I felt like I didn't have the background, I didn't have the network, I didn't have what it takes, I didn't have a unique idea. And there were just so many limiting beliefs around entrepreneurship that I really took to heart, to the point where I ended up in a corporate job, right? And I feel like I see this in a lot of my clients too. They have those subconscious limiting beliefs that may have stemmed from college, may stem from just their environment, but really common ones are, I don't have what it takes to create my own product or service. No one wants to work with me, or no one would want to work with me or buy from me. I am no one special. And just kind of this negative self-talk that really prevents themselves from putting anything out into the world, right? And so that is the first step that we have to be aware of, just these limiting beliefs of client and customer attraction, because you're not going to be attracting the people you want if you are doubting your own ability and doubting your own entrepreneurship journey. So the first step in getting your ideal clients and customers is knowing that you have something unique and special and valuable to offer, and rewriting those limiting beliefs into affirmations, into empowering beliefs, such as, I cannot wait to share what I have with everyone in the world, right? I cannot wait to get visible AF so that everyone knows about what I have to offer. You can also write affirmations such as, my clients and customers come to me with ease. My clients and customers love working with me and they love paying me. I offer such a unique experience that I cannot wait to have my ideal clients and customers land in my DMs, in my inbox, or wherever else they find me. Like, do you see how powerful these shifts are? Because internalizing those empowering beliefs, it leads you to take action, right? To put yourself out there, to step outside your comfort zone and be comfortable with being seen, with taking risks, instead of those disempowering thoughts where you're just kind of hiding behind a screen being like, I hope someone lands on my webpage and pays me for my work. I'm just going to hide behind a screen and not put myself out there, right? So that is step one. It's all in the mind. Step two is to be super, super specific in what product or service you offer. And again, like some people, or if anyone is coming from corporate, this may be a new concept to some. For others, it may be obvious, but I know for me, it took me a while to understand, and I learned this in marketing, did not really know what it meant in real life until I started implementing it in my business. But are you targeting businesses or are you targeting consumers, right? Even that is a really like simple but very powerful distinguishing factor for your business. What are you selling and who is your audience? What is the product or the service that you are offering and who are you trying to reach? And you have to be so clear with this step because who your audience is decides how you're going to market yourself. It's going to decide what audience you put into Facebook ads. It's going to decide what Facebook groups you join, where your ideal clients and customers hang out. Right? Like, for example, I have Wander Lover by Fern Collab, which is a media production agency, but we get so specific. We only work with luxury travel brands. And that is the niche that we have decided in, and that is who we're going to reach. On the other hand, for the Wander Lover, I work as a business coach for 9-to-5ers who hate their job, like I once did, and side hustlers who want to build their personal brand and online businesses. I also love working with creatives and people who just have a sense of freedom that they want in their life and people who love adventure, right? It's so specific because once I know what situation my ideal client and customer is in and what situation they want to get out of, it's so much easier for me to talk to the right people, to start conversations with the right people because I have something that can help them get out of their situation. Does this make sense? So if you're comparing the two, Wander Lover by Fern Collab for businesses, and then the Wander Lover business coaching for consumers, right? So for your business, think about exactly what your client or customer is going through and why they need what you're offering. Okay, next step, after you've gotten over your limiting beliefs and after you know exactly what it is that you're offering, instead of me just telling you what to do next, I kind of want to make you think about this exercise in a more traditional and typical entrepreneurship scenario. So think about your online brand and business as a new restaurant, like a physical restaurant. We've all been to them. We've all eaten at them. We kind of know more or less how they operate. So with new restaurants, right, if you had a physical entity, how would you get people to go there, right? Like anytime a new business opens, they go all out with marketing. They have a marketing budget. They have strategies. They tell all their friends. They refer people word of mouth. They have flyers. Like every single traditional marketing strategy they're implementing, they don't just open and then wait for people to come in, right? I mean, like some may do, but that's not the most efficient or effective way to market a business. You really want to get new people aware of what you have opened, right? And I feel like we think differently when we have a physical product or like a physical location, because traditionally you've seen those growing up. In the online space, the marketing doesn't stop with being online. You still need to drive traffic to your social channels, to your website. You can't just launch something and not direct any traffic to it. And just drawing some similarities from the restaurant into my own Wander Lover journey. Actually, someone last week DM'd me saying they listened to my 5 Ways I Make Money from Instagram podcast episode and was wondering if I had any advice to someone just starting out. They're not seeing traction on their page and they're just not really getting engagement. And so thinking back to the restaurant example, when I first started the Wander Lover as a features only page, I took such messy action where I literally like DM'd and spammed so many new people to tag their photos with hashtag the Wander Lovers so I could repost them on my page and just get as many tags as possible. I think I like followed, liked, commented, like DM'd so many people that I was banned for like multiple days just from being so spammy. Just, yeah, it was not my proudest moment, but it's part of my journey, right? It was part of my learning process, part of getting people to know who I am and just building my network and building my visibility. Which brings me to the visibility, the know, like, and trust factors in online business to get you your ideal clients and customers. Are you feeling lost in your business journey and unsure of what to do and where to turn to for help? Are you getting overwhelmed with all the information on the internet? If you want to have a clear direction and action roadmap for the next 90 days, DM me to set up a 1-hour power session where we will goal map, strategize, and come up with a custom business plan and marketing strategy to make the next 3 months the most transformational on your journey. Just DM me power call to get started. You can find me on Instagram at the Wander Lover, and I cannot wait to talk to you. Okay, so we've gone through working through limiting beliefs. So you should be at a place right now where you're ready to just show yourself to the world, right? And we also went through getting super specific on who your target audience is and also knowing your product and service inside out. And you are so confident in what you have to offer, right? First two steps, get through limiting beliefs, be super specific. Now we're going to talk about the know, like, and trust factor in online business. And in terms of sales and getting clients and customers, it's really not as mysterious or difficult as a lot of people make it out to be. Most of the time, it's simply because of inexperience, because of how new the concept of starting your own business, of having to put a product or service in front of other people and selling it is, right? And what ends up happening is the new entrepreneur ends up undercharging or working for free or just not being confident in all the value they have to offer. But the reality is people spend money every day, right? Like think on Amazon, think about like going to the gym, think about going to the grocery store. People are consumers and they buy every single day. How you get to your clients and your ideal customers is they have to know, like, and trust you. So first thing is visibility. Do they know you, right? Like, do people who need what it is that you're offering know who you are? And do they know that you even have this product or service, right? And this can be so, this is like so obvious, but sometimes the thought of putting yourself online, really understanding how many people you are showing up in the lives of every single day, a lot of people overestimate that. And in today's society, like people are scrolling through Instagram for hours every day, like looking at so many profiles, so many different posts. It's so likely that a lot of people just don't really know who you are and they don't know that you have something out there. You really have to be a lot more aggressive than you probably are portraying yourself online right now. And also in terms of getting people to know you, expand onto different platforms, right? Expand your reach as much as possible. And think about like the restaurant example. I've gotten spammed with restaurant brochures like countless times in the past, right? And if I had a restaurant, I'd probably do the same. Like, hey, I just opened. Like, please check me out. I'm going to send this to you every day to just increase my marketing efforts, right? And you should be doing the same. In terms of pitching, like I remember when I was pitching for collaborations, I would send out so many emails because if I don't, then who is going to find me, right? Like if you write a book and no one knows about it, are people just going to offer to publish your book for you? No, pitching is such a big part of marketing and just constantly reaching new people, even if you're working on other parts of your business, always having that marketing plan in the back of your mind, having a strategy to reach cold audiences, it is essential because people need to know you. And you can do this organically. You can also implement paid advertising, whatever you're comfortable with, but there are always new ways you can try to reach your cold audience. So action step for the no factor is what are ways you can increase your visibility right now, right? What are new platforms that you can expand to? And if you've already exhausted all of those options, my question for you would be, what can you do to have the people already in your audience, right? In your email list, on your website, or on your Instagram, how can you get them to know you on a deeper level? Like, did you introduce yourself lately? Are new followers aware of what you do and what you offer? You have to constantly be reintroducing yourself, really making it first and foremost how you can help the other person. Okay, after you've done that and you're like, yes, Danielle, so many people know me, the next factor is your audience must like you. And this goes through branding. It comes from being super authentic, so your authenticity, and also the conversations that you have with them. Is your page or is your business a lot about what you do? Or are you genuinely interested in helping your client and customer, right? We want to work with people. We want to buy from people. We want to give our money to people who are really interested in making our lives better, right? And so a lot of times, think about if you're having enough conversations with your audience. Are you really getting to know what they're struggling with, how you can help? Are you having conversations in the DMs? Are you replying to your comments? Because I don't know how sustainable a one-sided relationship is. And I see a lot of content creators, a lot of businesses online, they'll just constantly be just posting about what they're doing with really no interest in the other party. And if you want to run a successful business, it's all built on relationships, right? And so what are things that you can do right now to increase the likability factor of your business? Is it showing off your more like goofy and silly side of you, right? And not being this like super uptight professional person, which I mean is good a lot of the times, but it depends on who your audience is and it depends on what they're looking for. Like, are you being genuine? Are you really showing your personality in your work, in your content, in the branding of your website, right? Like every part of you should be depicted as part of who you are online. And let's go back to the restaurant example. So one of my favorite restaurants is the Sichuan, like Chinese restaurant in New York City. And I just think about my experience every time I interact with that business. Like, it's always so seamless. The food is so good. The staff is all like, they're all so nice. And it's just such a magical experience and a delicious like food experience as well, right? But the whole thing is just so positive. And for me, what they radiate is authenticity, telling the story of how they were founded, and just everything about their brand, I think, is done so well. And it just keeps me coming back for more. And I love like eating there, right? So using the restaurant example and applying it to your own business, are you giving your audience the same experience? Are you giving them the same level of care and attention that like good restaurant experiences give you? Right? Because you want to connect with your audience and you want them to like you. You want them to rave about you. And, you know, I love certain businesses and I want people to love my business, right? And it's easier when you're thinking about like a physical store and people like just have so many ideas when it comes to what they can do to be better. Customer satisfaction, the experience. It's so much easier when it's in a physical location, but really apply that to your online presence. Are you giving those people the same amount of attention? Can you be doing things better to get them to really like you? Okay, and the last piece of the equation is you need your audience to trust you, because no one is going to want to work with you or buy from you if they don't believe in what you say or what you have to offer. And this comes, I think, in from personal experience. It comes from consistency and it comes from testimonials. So the thing with business is on a consumer side, you're really aware of the different things that entrepreneurs do, whether it's they say they're going to send out a weekly email and it only comes once a month, right? They say they're going to be posting on Instagram every day for the next 3 months and they stop after the first month. And businesses aren't built overnight, which is why in the beginning, consistency is so important, because as more and more people are learning about you and your business, right? You don't want to lose their trust. You don't want to have people just not be confident in what your word is. And as a business owner, you want to stick to your word, because if you aren't going to uphold it, there's no one higher than you telling you what to do. You're not working in corporate anymore, right? Where there's other people like giving you progress reports. You are responsible for the success of your business. So really step into that role and take charge and really do everything necessary to be consistent, to keep it growing, and to really build that trust with your audience. And this doesn't only apply to like your Instagram following or your email list. It also applies to people you have worked with in the past, right? Really following up with them to see how they're doing, being consistent with your conversations and how often you reach out to them. Long-term relationships go so far. You're going to have repeat clients. You're going to have repeat customers. All these people who are going to be raving about you, right? They're going to be telling their friends, are going to be telling other people in their industry. And it's just so important for you to keep that trust between you and your clients and customers. Another way to increase trust is through testimonials. So really getting people who have worked with you, who have bought from you, and getting their genuine thoughts and feedback about what it is you have to offer. Most of the time, I promise it will be positive. So just send out that email and ask for a testimonial. And other times, you know, like maybe there are things you can improve, and don't take that as a hit to your confidence, right? Or to your ability. Anytime you have feedback, it is an opportunity for you to improve, for you to stop from making the same mistake, right? And increase that trust. Because if you're willing to work through what you can improve, then that's so great, right? And it really just adds to the trust factor in the know, like, and trust equation. And exercise for you to think about: how can you be more consistent? How can you get more testimonials? And how can you really increase that trust with your audience? Give me 3 ways you can improve that right now. Okay, and if you've listened to all of this, you've gone through your limiting beliefs, you know exactly what your product is and who your ideal target audience is, and you're like, Danielle, my audience knows me, I'm getting so visible, my audience likes me and they trust me, but they're not buying whatever it is I have to offer. My exercise for you is think about your network. Think about word of mouth and think about networking. Like, I want you to go on a very personal one-on-one level, set up discovery calls, find people on LinkedIn, go to conferences where your ideal clients or customers hang out. Because at the end of the day, if you have something that is tested, there is a market for, there are people out there who want whatever it is you are selling or offering, and you're putting yourself out there, you don't have the limiting beliefs, and your audience knows, likes, and trusts you, there is no way that you're not going to get clients and customers, right? It's a simple equation. And if you don't see what is wrong feel free to DM me. I would love to just like do a top level audit and see what you can improve, because most often one of these factors are missing. One of these factors can be improved. And it's through this constant improvement and self-awareness and really looking at your business and seeing what you can do differently, and also testing out what works and what doesn't work, right? So I hope this podcast episode was super helpful. I hope it really gives you ideas on how you can personally be like conducting business differently. If you have any thoughts or feedback or comments or just want to talk, I love having conversations with all of you guys, and it just makes me so happy when you guys reach out. I hope you all have an amazing week, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye, guys.